Welcome to Maseches Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 1, Mishnah 6. This Mishnah actually talks about breeding different species with one another, which is also a form of Kilayim, of prohibited mixtures. The Mishnah begins, Hazev v'hakelev, a wolf and a dog, which are similar in some level, Kelev hakufri v'hashul, a village dog and a fox. Again, it's a small breed of dog, similar to the size of a fox. Ha'izim v'hatzvan, goats and gazelles, hayaelim varachelim, ibexes and ewes, also from the sheep family, hasus vehapered, hapered vachamor, a horse and a mule and a donkey, even though a mule is the product, the byproduct of a union between a horse and a donkey, it's kilayim with both with a horse and with a donkey, hachamor vehaoroid, the donkey and also a wild donkey. Avapisha daimin zelazeh, says the Mishnah, even though they're very similar to one another, kilayim bazebazeh, they're still considered kilayim, they're prohibited just because they're familiar and similar to one another. That doesn't mean necessarily that it's permitted. Let's see Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7, because we learned previously that it's usur to graft a tree, species of one tree with another. This Mishnah here is going to speak about the isur, the prohibition of grafting. Says the Mishnah, eimavi and ilan bi ilan, we're not allowed to bring a graft of one tree into another tree, yerek biyerek, or the graft of one vegetable into another tree, v'la ilan biyerek, v'la yerek biilan, you're not allowed to graft a tree into a vegetable, or a vegetable into a tree. However, Rabbi Yehuda mater yerek biilan, Rabbi Yehuda says it's permissible to graft a vegetable onto a tree, because he holds that ultimately a graft between a tree and a vegetable doesn't produce anything, and there's no connection of plant tissue, if I have the biology right over here. So therefore, it's not considered a real graft, and it would be permitted, it would be mutter. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah 8. Here the Mishnah gives us different examples of different prohibited grafts that we saw in the previous Mishnah, and the prohibition of perhaps grafting vegetables and trees. Says the Mishnah, Einotin yirakos b'toich sadon shel shikma, you're not allowed to plant vegetables inside of the stump of a sycamore tree, to enable the tree to grow more properly, they would cut it down to the stump, which we do with many trees. And then a person goes and he decides to plant vegetables in that stump. Asr. Ein markivin pigam algabe kida levana. You're not allowed to graft rue into white cassia. I don't know what rue is. I don't know what white cassia is. It's some kind of rue, some kind of herb. Or a cassia, some type of tree. Allah has that it's asr. Neshu yark be'ilam, because that ends up being a vegetable inside of a tree. Continues the Mishnah. You're not allowed to plant the branch of a fig tree inside of a chatzav, which is a type of onion, so it should make it not so sharp, it should cool it down. You're not allowed to insert the branch of a gefen, of a grapevine, into a watermelon plant, so that the watermelon should give forth its water into the zmeira shel gefen, into the shoot of the vineyard. These are cases of grafting a tree into a vegetable. Concludes the Mishnah, you're not allowed to put a gourd seed into a mallow plant. Again, I don't know what a mallow is, but it's something. So that the mallow will protect it, because in that situation, it's yark b'yark, leshur yark b'yark. It's like grafting a vegetable into a vegetable, and that's prohibited. Wish you a fantastic day, a good mayid, and a wonderful rest of your Yom Tov week.